1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, going into the holiday season, we've got some programs with different local organizations helping in various ways. And today from the Salvation Army in Roseburg, Captains Richard Mabee and Edith Dye Mabee, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
So I guess, first of all, talk about your background with the Salvation Army. How long have you guys worked with them?
We've been officers for about 8 years. We were volunteers for 10, and we came to the Salvation Army because my husband went through their adult rehabilitation program.
In 1997.
So what was your background before that?
I was a heavy equipment operator, truck driver.
And I was in accounting.
So that's quite a switch.
Quite Amen. A swing.
So what kind of led to that shift in direction?
We were local officers in our Salvation Army in Marietta, California for 10 years. And we just one Saturday looked at each other. We're missing something. And we asked our Corps officers, what are we missing? And they said, oh, go to this FOF, Future Officer Fellowship. We thought it was a job interview.
We thought it was a job fair.
And we got done with this job fair, and they said, if you're called to be a Salvation Army officer, a pastor in the Salvation Army, stand up. And I'm standing up. And my next question is, where's my wife? And I turned to my left, and she was looking at me. I'm looking at her like, what did we just do?
But we were both standing up.
I was 53 years old, and God called us into the ministry.
Well, sometimes you just know it's the right thing to do.
Amen. Exactly.
So talk about what the local Salvation Army does.
So with the local Salvation Army, we are a church first, and we have worship services and character building programs, Bible studies, a few other things going on, but we express our love by serving humanity in His name. And that's done without discrimination. So across the board, our social services office does quite a bit of work. I'm sure during the fires that quite a bit of people were provided meals because they were cooked, packaged, and distributed through the local Salvation Army.
Yeah, in fact, I remember that time well. There was so much going on there, and a lot of different organizations jumped in, but Salvation Army was certainly one of them that was doing that, and that was something that had to be done not just for a few days, but for a very long time.
An extended period of time, yes.
So in the holiday season, what are some of the special things that you have going on to help people that are in need?
Our Angel Tree program provides gifts to children. We just finished our Dress a Child program, actually two Saturdays of Dress a Child. We have two other ones coming up where we provide school-appropriate clothing to children, and we do it a little later so that they have the warm clothing to go to school in. It helps with their self-esteem and focusing on their studies rather than fidgeting in their seats.
And what about other things in the holiday season?
Christmas food boxes. We currently are preparing to do 250 food boxes for this Christmas season.
Wow. Now, that's a big effort. How do you accumulate all the food or the funds to buy it? How does it work?
Well, you've seen those red kettles and those tinkling bells outside the store. That's one of the biggest fundraisers of the year for the Salvation Army is done through the Red Kettle program.
Yeah, our kettles are kicked off right now. You'll see them at the Walmarts. You'll see them at Fred Meyer's grocery outlet. You'll see that little kettle out front and somebody ringing that bell. And that's what supports Douglas County for us.
You know, those red kettles have been around, I want to say, 100 years or something?
Yes.
We've been in Roseburg 125 years.
Wow. Well, I know that just nationally, that idea came a long time ago.
1865.
Was it
really? The Salvation Army was brought into existence, and we have been ringing that kettle ever since.
Wow. except in some extent during the pandemic, that all kind of shifted a little bit in some locations.
How we did it did. But there was, it's like now we've, the red kettle is gone. There's a little sticker on that stand that you can put your phone up to it, take a picture, and now you can send the money in that way.
Wow.
So a lot of changes, but we're doing our best.
You can log in virtually from your computer anywhere by going to redkettleroseburg.org.
Wow. So even the Salvation Army Red Kettle has gone high tech.
Yes.
You got to go with the flow.
Now, can people still put actual currency?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We've already started, and it is doing well. It just, we need to get it started and get it moving.
Well, I can tell you, just from what I've been hearing around town today, at least a couple of the places that you mentioned are two of the busier retail places today. So yes. A lot of people are out there. Hopefully they're helping out.
Yes.
They are.
So how do you find people that fit the criteria of providing, you know, essentially you're eligible for the help you're wanting to provide?
So a lot of the work that's done at the Salvation Army is done through volunteers. Last year, we had 669 volunteers log almost 2,000 hours worth of donated time. They work in the warehouse, they help out in the store, they help out in the food pantry, and they help out at the kettles. Douglas County helps Douglas County, and we're just gifted with the opportunity to be the vehicle for that.
I know you guys have lived in other locations. Mention where else you've been.
We started in Stockton, went from Stockton to Santa Rosa, from Santa Rosa to San Francisco, San Francisco to Anchorage, Alaska, and from Anchorage, Alaska to Bakersfield, California, and now we are in Douglas County and Roseburg. And this is our first small town. We have been in the ARC track for adult rehabilitation, and this is our first small community. And this small community, I would stand up against anybody, is the giving, the caring, and the need.
Was that a bit of a surprise to come into a place that was a lot smaller than you were used to and see the level of support you got?
Yes.
It was. It was. It was a huge blessing because we just felt welcomed. Everywhere we went, welcomed. Yeah.
So for people that are wanting to help, you mentioned the Red Kettles. Talk about other ways people can help fund what you're doing.
So a lot of our funding also comes by way of the thrift store. Because the residents of Douglas County are so generous with us, we're able to accept gently used items and process them through the warehouse. Then they go into our thrift store, and people shop in that thrift store. And those funds help support our social service programs.
87 cents from every dollar goes back to Douglas County.
What kinds of things could people find in the thrift store?
Oh, my goodness. clothing, televisions, furniture, household goods, pots, pans, towels, blankets, sheets, decorator items. We have a lot of artwork, framed art, picture frames, toys,
wow,
books.
The only thing you don't find in our store is food.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of people probably just think about clothes.
Yeah.
And don't think about all the other items.
There's a small appliances. There's a lot of stuff. There was a spinning wheel in the store this morning, so we'll see what happens.
We don't accept mattresses because of the
we don't have a way to sanitize them.
Yeah. Other than that, we have, it's amazing. People just come in to see.
Yep.
And I do want to say that I want everybody to understand we are not closing. you hear that a lot because we've had to change our hours because of help. We're looking for more help. We get the help, we can open up more. People, you know, they see changes and it's like, oh, are you guys closing? That's a big question. Salvation Army is not closing in Roseburg.
No.
We're here to stay and we're here to serve our community.
Well, and probably like every other organization and business, sometimes it's the whole staff shortage thing.
That's exactly it. You know, we had three ladies in our store for a lot of, and we had to close it down a day to get, I don't want to burn people out, our employees. And we had to kind of shuffle around, but we're getting ready to expand it again. But we are open. And we thank people for their donations, because the donations that come in the back go out the front to the community.
Yep.
And bottom line.
And I imagine that some of those things come in and go out fairly quickly sometimes.
It's basically in one day, out the next. Okay, that's how we want to work it. But we're overwhelmed. I mean, COVID came in that it just, the store was closed, so the donations weren't. We're still sifting through. But there's stuff that goes out every day.
And what hours are you open currently?
10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday.
All right, we're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Captains Richard Maybe and Edith Dye Maybe, they interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQAN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1. Umpqua Valley Live, looking at arts, entertainment, community events at 4, including some live music this afternoon from Fairweather Friend. Coming up on Monday's program, Robert Miller from FARA, and we'll talk about an upcoming event they have, an organization helping in the area as well. The focus today, the Roseburg Salvation Army, Captains Richard Maybe and Edith Dye Maybe, they've been here for about a year and a half, and it sounds like you plan to stay a while.
We're hoping to.
We're just talking about the thrift store and all the things that were in there. They made the mistake off the air of telling me there were records.
Oh, yes. There are records, there are CDs, and there are movies.
Now, I'm less concerned about the movies, but I am curious about the records, because one of the things I've noticed over time is that some people, you know, they don't play them anymore, so they donate them, which is great for you guys and everything. But then there are people that come along and go, you know, find treasures in there, not just an average album, but one that was hard to get or whatever. So I may be stopping by tomorrow, I guess is what I'm what I'm thinking. Talk about some of the ongoing programs you have that happen throughout the year to help out people.
Yeah. Well, I think right now at the fairgrounds, we're doing a food.
We have a food drive coming up at the fairgrounds at the Christmas Craft Fair, the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Douglas County Fairgrounds, and that helps provide food to the pantry. Our food pantry is open Tuesday through Friday from 1 to 4 o'clock, and people are welcome to come and get a food box once every 30 days. We've seen the request for food boxes double in the last, the last 6 months at least. Other current programs that we have going on for the holidays, of course, the Christmas baskets, Angel Tree for children's gifts. And we have multiple programs that happen throughout the year with social services. So we do provide rental assistance, utility assistance. We help people who have just moved into a home. Perhaps it took everything they had to get in the home, and they have nothing to provide the home with household goods. So we have a voucher program where they're able to make an appointment through our social service office, get a voucher, and shop for what they need on their own at the thrift store. We also do that for clothing. People can come and make an appointment, get a clothing voucher, and go and shop for clothing for themselves, their children. We also have programs that help provide assistances based on the need. A lot of that happens when they make an appointment and come in or just walk in Tuesday through Friday to social services and discuss what's going on and the need that they have. In the last year, we've had the gentleman who made it through truck driving school, but he could not pay the fee to take the test. Mm. And to do all that work and pay those fees, but not have that last amount of money to take the test for his license, was a huge stumbling block. So we provided the fee for that. We've had people who have, their car broke down right here in Roseburg as they were traveling, and we provided them with a place to stay and tried to help them get their vehicle repaired.
I think one of our biggest things this year was with the COVID was housing. People that needed to be quarantined. We worked with different hotels to try to get them
isolated.
So.
And then provide whatever it was that they needed, food that would be hotel friendly or other needs, so that they did not have to leave and they could stay in isolation and protect the community and get well.
Wow. So a whole lot of practical things going on. Now, Salvation Army, I mean, it's international, right? It's in a lot of different countries.
We're in 137 countries.
Wow. And then
we have hospitals, orphanages, schools. We go into community and we serve the community. Whatever the need is, we find a way to help.
Now, so you've got the structure of the larger organization. Do you have like a board or people that help you locally?
We have a local advisory board, which is built with community members who come from different areas of the community, and they help guide us through who to talk to, where the greatest need is, how can we achieve bridging a gap for whatever the situation may be. And then, of course, we have our own leadership, which is divisional. The Army part of the Salvation Army is where we kind of borrowed that military structure. And it enables us to be able to step into a community and automatically have some sort of leadership in place to take the lead and get things set up for practical assistances.
And I imagine with you guys being newer, to have the advisors here locally that have got the background of probably living here for a long time really helps.
Yeah,
absolutely. We could not function without them. They know more about Douglas County than we do, and we rely on them to help us understand.
And so how often do you connect with them? Do they meet every month? Or how?
Every month.
Let's see. For the Salvation Army, what other things should people know about in terms of things you guys have going on?
So we do have church services on Sundays, as other churches do. We have a troops program for youth. That is a character building program, and it happens every Tuesday night. We will pick that back up on January 10th. You can definitely call our social services office and talk to the youth director if you're interested in being part of that program. And that's kind of interesting. Just this 2 weeks ago, we took a group of youth from the troop program car shopping. They're young teens who should be looking at what it is to get a car, what it costs to have a car, what about repairs for a car, what about insurance, and most of all, those good grades matter when it comes to paying for the insurance. It was quite a lot of fun to let them go and do it.
And remind them that, no, they are not going to get the nicest car that one of their parents or their friend's parents has as their first car.
Yes. They were kind of shocked when they saw the stickers on some of the cars, but it was amazing. And I think they had a lot of fun doing it. Even though it was raining, we were out there with our flashlights making it happen.
But a lot of basic skills.
Yes.
It was a nice learning curve for them. You know, what they suspect and see is two different things. It was a neat to watch them go around and just be children and be shocked. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And some adults are
sticker
shocked.
Shock.
Too,
yeah. Right? Sticker shock.
About a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Roll through the quickly the holiday things that are going on again and how people get connected.
They can get connected by calling the Social Services Office at area code 541-672-6581. They're only open Tuesday through Friday, so leave a message, and trust me, she will call you back.
And again, tell us the hours for the thrift shop.
The thrift store is open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our food pantry is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 4.
And, of course, you guys are located on Northeast Stevens, just south of Eden Bower, right over by Douglas County Farmers Co-op.
Yes, Amen. We're right across the street.
I was thinking as I came in here, that's their new location, but apparently I'm old because that was built a long time ago.
Used to be right up the street.
Well,
here.
That was, but the location you're in now is not so new.
No.
But we remember it being built well. All right, we're out of time. Captains Richard Maybe, Edith Dye Maybe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.